Welcome to the Williams Nikan YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Lou, are you?
Good
morning, Monty. Hey, Lou. Are you there? I wonder if she's having trouble getting on. Are you muted? I can't hear you. Well, as I listen to the weather, around the country, I'm appreciating more our nice little gentle rain that comes out and keeps us damp. Good morning.
Hi, it's Mary Lou.
How are you, Mary Lou?
I'm fine. Sorry, I'm a minute late. I don't know. I got to really studying a lot of this stuff. Now I don't even know where to begin on today's call. But
well, that's what, you know, I was thinking that there is just so much. We talked about this. Maybe it could go on for a while. I'm still thinking that might be true. Maybe we, and I think it would be good to start with why we need to have these, just the what. I don't know, you want to talk about the what? Are we going to talk about the what or the why? Maybe we should just say, good morning, everybody. This is Diamond Mary Lou, and see what she decided.
Good morning, everybody. What do you mean, the what? Okay, now you need to clarify. I'm a little slow. What do you mean, the where or the why? I mean, the what or
the why? At this point, it's not for me to say what you're going to talk about at all. It's for you to go ahead and do whatever you decided.
Okie doke. Okay, good. Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. Ruth and I talked a little bit yesterday about, you know, there's just so much information out there, and I'm very excited about everything that we're learning. I get a little antsy because I know that I want to be learning all of this, and yet, like the rest of you, I'm wondering if it was taken away from my Nikan business. However, yesterday, my little neighbor next door, I must have spent an hour with her yesterday because she just found out they've run a whole bunch of tests on her, and her kidneys have been failing. She's only got like 25% use. And after running a whole bunch of tests and going before a panel of doctors, I mean, the best doctors that they've got here, they feel that her kidneys are inflamed. Inflammation. So, of course, I went over with my list of foods, and today I'm making her, I just talked to her. They're elderly, and I talked to her about balancing, and she is right next door, and she knows that I'm here to help her. And her daughter is a nurse, and she said her daughter's coming back in May, and she said, my daughter wants to know what you do. Holy mackerel, I've only been here going on 2 years, but anyway. her daughter's been a nurse and been downsized, been doing some other studying and really wants to get into the natural stuff. So who knows where this is going to lead. One thing that's been heavy on my, well, first of all, I guess we should see if there's anybody on here. I know yesterday is our day that we can be transparent and tell our points and so forth. But not everybody gets on every single day, and so I wanted to see if there's anybody on the call today that wants to report points, wants to report, anything, you know, that's going on. Is there anybody here that's having any struggles? Is there anybody here that's getting super-duper results and they want to report that? So I think that would be the first thing I'd like to find out from people on the call this morning. I can see who's on, so I could call names, but...
Can I ask you something? This is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
How are you this morning? I had a problem with my hip. Every now and then, it would just hurt and stop me in my tracks. So I up my lactoferrin, I up my Caldent and the Osteodent. It's not hurting today. And I'm
wow.
Glad.
Oh, yay. You know, my husband had similar results with that product, and actually he was with the Osteodents and the lactoferrin and Caldents, and he actually had talked to Dr. Naidu about it. We were living in a two-story house, and it got to where Larry could barely pull himself up the stairs, and it was the muscles going down the side of his legs, the muscles. They hurt him so bad, and he talked to Dr. Naidu over at Dennis and Ruth's one time when we were there, and mentioned it to him, and he encouraged Larry to double up on it for a while, and so he did, and within a couple of days, it was dramatic. Larry was able to practically run up and down the stairs. I mean, he was going up and down without, you know, pulling himself on the railing, and that was also during the same time that he was being looking at having a surgery on his shoulder, and now I'm not making any medical claims, but while Larry was doubling up on that thing, we went away on a trip. I think it was to Cancun. And when we came back and Larry went in to see the surgeon that gets paid to do surgery, he had the MRI and went in to see him. And the doctor said, you know, Larry, this isn't as bad as I thought. If you were my dad or brother, he said, I think I'd try a little bit of physical therapy and see and if it isn't working, then we'll go ahead and do the surgery. But, you know, it didn't dawn on us until we got in the car. What had we done? He had increased that wonderful product Dr. Naidu has brought to us, and we all know it does more than increase the bones. It goes to where your body needs it. So,
Mary Lou?
What product was that?
That was Osteodense and the lactoferrin. You know, the bone pack.
And the calcium.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, Mary Lou, it was my muscles, too, in my upper hip area. And I did also use the CM cream on it, too, every day. But
uh-huh.
I'm telling you, it's amazing. The other thing I want to share, you know, how I have my chemical sensitivities. I keep uh-huh. saying, I'm going to get over this. I just know I am. Well, I went to Wegmans last night, and I was able to go in the bathroom where they have those air fresheners. And I was able to stay in there a little bit longer. I got to wash my hands this time. So the anti-inflammatory things in those products are helping me, I'm pretty sure.
Wow. It sure sounds like it. It sure sounds like it. Well, thank you, Donna, for sharing that.
You're
Anybody
welcome.
Else?
This is Kathleen, and I'm fascinated. You were both having muscle problems, and you increased them. How much did you increase them?
I wasn't having muscle problems. Larry and Donna. Larry doubled.
Yes.
Larry just doubled up. He was taking it in the morning and again in the, I think, in the late afternoon.
Well, I didn't double. I doubled up on it more or less, but I didn't do it that way. At night, I took 4 lactoferrin, 4 osteodents, and 3 is a calcium. And we have to, too, remember our weight, our size. Sometimes we need more of some of the products than what.
That's a very good point, Donna, because I think I heard at one time that the dosage on the package is for a average, I think it's, was it 150-pound person? And it's a maintenance dose, not if we, you know, need a little more. So that's a very good point.
Mary Lou,
yes.
When I was taking the Osteodense to help me with my atrial fibrillation, I did double up. And every time I tried to back down from being doubled up, I never had atrial fibrillation, but my heart would race. And my pacemaker recorded all that, so I know that is a fact. That for me, I had to take 2 of the Osteodense, but I took 4 calcium in the evening, and then I still do this. I take 4 calcium in the evening, and 2 in the morning, and I find that I can't back down from that. There's things, you know, like Bruce says, listen to your body. Your body will tell you whether you're getting enough or not.
Absolutely.
Boy, this is Kathleen, and I'm really thinking, because I've been thinking lately, maybe my bones are shrinking. And I tried on a ring that I had to get because my fingers were so big, I couldn't get my rings on, but this one is too big. So either the inflammation diet is working, or maybe I need to, maybe it's time for me to have my bones tested again.
Or you can loan me that ring. I could probably wear it for you for a while, Kathleen. You should have given it to me when we were in Texas.
Well, had I known, I would have.
Just teasing. Okay.
Mary Lou?
I know my rings change a lot during the day, but I think it, you know, I've got one that I can wear on my ring finger when I get up in the morning, and then I wear it on my index finger later in the day. Mine, I think, is, you know, fluid retention when I first wake up, or especially when I'm walking. My hands get real, like, swollen. And so I don't think that's uncommon when you're out there doing physical activity. And when I first wake up in the morning, my hands are still a little bit swollen.
Aha. Boy, all the indicators are interesting, aren't they?
Yep, and that's what I love about this call, is our journaling and writing down what's different, because every single one of us, our body is different. None of us are the same. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it nice how God made us all different? My dad used to say, you know, if he'd made us all the same, it would be a real boring world. So I think he was
Mary
talking
Lou,
about personality.
Can I interject in here?
Yes?
You're talking about your hands being swollen. Do you know that when I'm drinking 10 glasses of water a day, I'm telling you, my ring, I'm almost afraid that I'll lose it. And that's
uh-huh.
whether it's morning or evening. I mean, it's amazing what that water does for me as far as I'm just not retaining water. So I drink lots of water, and I do optimize it more than once. So anyway, I love the water as far as being able to keep my body from retaining water.
Isn't that interesting? The more water we drink, the less we retain.
Yeah. At least that's
okay.
The way it is for me. And like you said, everybody
it's
is different. That's what
yeah.
I find.
Yeah. No, Karen, you're absolutely right. That works the very same way for me. And that's why it's so important that we drink our half of our body weight in ounces. If we weigh, let's say, 160 pounds, then we should have 80 ounces of water a day, which would be 10 8-ounce glasses. That's how we measure how much water we should have. And I think the reason my rings in the morning are so tight is because, you know, I maybe get up once during the night and drink water, and I drink water pretty much up until, you know, an hour before I go to bed or so. But I think it's clearly because, you know, I wake up in the morning and I'm already a little bit dehydrated. So water is really, really important. And that's probably why during the day my rings get loose and I can move that ring finger ring over to my index finger. So
can I share something else? It's not about
yeah.
water. You know, the new light that Nikan has.
Uh-huh.
My husband and I, we have one on each side of our bed, and you won't believe this, I keep mine on low all night long, and I just feel like I sleep like a baby with that light on. It's unbelievable.
Whoa.
Well, who's speaking?
Oh, it's
that
Donna.
That was Donna.
Donna.
Wow.
I find that amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. Okay. Anybody else have anything to share?
I'm going to try the light.
Okay.
At night.
Okay. Gee, I love it when everybody speaks up and shares on this call. Okay, we have up on the screen again our health style, and every single one of these points is so, so important. That Pymag water, again, is, you know, we want to have half our weight in ounces a day. That's going to help us flush the toxins. It keeps our skin nice. You know, there's lots of reasons that we need, you know, we need that water. My poor little neighbor with the kidney failure, I know darn good and well it's because she has had, she's been drinking reverse osmosis water for years, and besides that, they put that salt thing on there to soften their water. That'll be the next thing I'm talking to her about. By the way, she's been put on steroids now for, I think, 30 days before they're ever even going to start taking it down. She's coming up with horrible heartburn. She really missed me while I was gone to Texas, so... Anyway, I'll be over there with her again today. Okay, and our sleep. Don't need to worry about that as long as we're on a Nikon sleep system. I think it's interesting, Donna, that you turn that light on and that helps you sleep at night. But that's great. You're listening to your body.
But the other thing, I make sure I don't keep the light open. I close it.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay, well, good. Okay, and then we want to get our exercise, and I think we've talked about that enough on this call, and people are getting up and getting moving, no matter if there's a foot of snow on the ground or pouring down rain or hot. Last night I had to walk after dark. I said I wasn't going to do that anymore, but I did, and because I didn't have my walk in. But we've got to get up and get moving, and even if we just get up and move around, if you have a desk job, get up and move around at least, once or twice an hour.
Mary Lou?
Yes.
I just wanted to mention something, where Donna's saying that she uses the light at night.
Uh-huh.
Everything that I've ever heard and read, I actually sold by eating back 30 years ago. Same company that Dave Johnson worked for.
Uh-huh.
Light and everything I've ever heard, when you're sleeping, interrupts the way the body, there's a gland in the body that responds to light when you're trying to sleep, and that's why they suggest that you always are in the dark. So just wanted to mention that.
I know, and I thought... Go ahead.
It might work for Donna, but for most people, that would interfere with their sleep pattern.
You're right. And, you know, that was going through my head as Donna was mentioning that, and yet now she says she closes it down, and... And I just really would be curious. I'm glad that she's listening to her own body, but I would be curious to know if it has something to do with that blue light, you know, because we're in that blue spectrum for, I mean, our light is different than anybody else's light.
Let's take that to that doctor that was at the summit that really kind of is very, very into, he's an eye doctor. And he's into light. I wonder what he would, or no.
You mean Andy Forrester's husband, Ted?
Yes.
Huh. I don't know.
It'd be interesting to ask him what he knows or thinks.
I know, and yet I have to back up what Steve said, because when we were at the hotel, thank goodness I had taken my eye mask, because the little clock radio that was on our nightstand, it seemed so bright, I couldn't figure out how on earth to turn that down. I was afraid to put anything over it. I turned it away from me and everything, and I finally put my sleep mask on, and that was the only way that I could even get to sleep, because that light was bothering me. But that's very interesting. So, Donna, before you had that light, you weren't sleeping very good?
No, I was sleeping pretty good, but it just seems like when I turned that light on and kept it low, and sometimes I wear my mask at night, but what happens, I pull it off in my sleep. But for some reason, I don't know, I left my light on one night, and I discovered that.
Huh.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just a soothing light. I don't know. It's just weird.
And you have it closed down.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, well, journaling, that's probably one of the most important things. Little tiny line here, number five on our health style. I do journal how I feel. Of course, I journal what I have eaten, if I've had my exercise. And I journal on the back mainly how I feel. And, you know, if I'm getting 8 or 9 points a day on this thing, I'm feeling pretty darn good. But there's so many people that have sensitivities to food and so forth that that's why the journaling is so important, because I know Margaret yesterday mentioned that she had been at that. I thought about this a lot yesterday and last night and even this morning. Margaret, I'm certainly not going to pick on you. You know that, because I love you to death. But where she went to that luncheon, and she did not want that cake. And yet
she
they put
it anyway.
In front of her. Pardon me, Margaret?
I said she ate it anyway.
Okay. You didn't want it. The icing was thick, and yet they brought it to you. You think they brought it to the biggest piece. I don't think that was true. Maybe they all know that you're trying to get healthy and take care of your blood pressure and everything, and somebody wanted to sabotage you. I don't know. That maybe that's why you got that big piece of cake. But what would have been, I know it is hard in a case like that. Margaret, you are so polite. You would never, ever say, oh, no, thank you, I don't want that. You'd be afraid of insulting somebody. But what would be some of the things that could help Margaret out of a situation like that? I think the thing I kept coming up with was, you know, oh, I can't have that. I'm allergic to it or something like that.
Mary Lou?
Yes?
Exactly what a person should say. I am allergic to sugar. Because in reality, we all are. You know, we all have different reactions to different things in our environment. But I will tell you, after listening to that Fox News report and hearing the discussions about this, sugar, they rated sugar with smoking, with drinking alcohol, taking drugs. They said that sugar has such a harmful effect on the body that it is now, they have now directly tied sugar in contributing to heart disease and to,
every one of the diseases, all the diseases.
But, you know, there is nothing wrong with saying that you're allergic to it, because in reality, all human beings are allergic to it. We just don't recognize that, and our society has made it very popular. Now, if you were to go and take a drug and be a drug addict, society would look down at you. But in reality, that is what you're doing. You're taking a drug into your system.
That's a good point. Now, the lady, she was being real, real nice. I think she thought she did me a favor by giving me this nice piece with all that icing on it. So, yeah, it would have been made sense. It would have made sense to have said I was allergic to it. Good point.
Now, but yeah, now you can say that at the next time. You can just say, you know, I just found out that I am allergic to sugar. I, you know, that looks really good, but I'm allergic to sugar. And then another thing is if it's hard to say no to those things, if you really think that you, you know, want to end your meal with something tell that you would like to end your meal, if you're used to having a dessert, what would be some of the things that maybe Margaret could, you know, take with her that she could have on hand so she could just pull out her own little dessert so she could still be sociable with everyone?
Figs.
Figs.
Yeah. Dried fruits,
I think, would
and
say.
Nuts.
What was that?
Dried fruits and nuts.
Dried
fruit.
My favorite.
There's Ruth's dessert.
Dried fruit and nuts. Hey, and by the way, last night I went on the internet and I googled sugar-free desserts, and I found some fantastic recipes for desserts. Because, you know, I decided yesterday, I'll tell you how bad I am. Last Sunday Saturday night, I baked two cakes. And I bought ice cream, and that's what I served my family. Now, I didn't touch it, but I gave it to my family. And yesterday, after analyzing what I heard on Fox News, I thought, Karen, how could you in all good consciousness ever do that to your children and your grandchildren? So, this Sunday is Easter, and I am going to make wonderful sugar-free desserts. And they sound delicious. Now, I haven't tried them out yet, but there are ways to have that sweet taste without doing something harmful.
And you know, another good thing, I think it was LaVon Wagenbach introduced me to this, is, you know, you can get like maybe sparkling water or something, or, you know, even maybe, you know, a cup of tea for, you know, at your dessert. And then if you guys, when you go to the health food store, there's these flavored stevias now. And there's one, let me see, I travel with these, have little tiny bottles. There's one that is chocolate raspberry stevia. Now, I can put just a few drops, maybe four little drops, in a glass of a sparkling water. And that is very satisfying for me.
And that's what now?
It's stevia.
Stevia. And it was chocolate.
Stevia, and stevia is healthy.
Yeah, I know they have that on the grocery store. They have shelves with regular sugar.
They do? Well, this is liquid, comes in a little bottle. I grabbed this little box. There were four different flavors in there, so I could see what I like. One of them is Valencia orange, lemon drop, chocolate raspberry, and vanilla cream. And I'm just, you know, kind of like playing with these right now. I found out I really like that vanilla cream. I even like that in tea. So anyway, those are just some things that help us to fight off that sweet tooth. And Margaret, I appreciate you so much. I know that you don't think I'm picking on you. I'm trying to help you. You guys, for those of you that don't know, Margaret lives in Tennessee, and I'm always pointing out to Margaret, I mean, she's out there, I think, by herself, wanting to be healthier. The state alone they don't even allow naturopaths in the state of Tennessee. That's how far back they are from, you know, I mean, we're very fortunate because we know that there is alternative, and I still have to laugh about the time I went to dinner with Margaret at a relative's house, and they served corn, and I thought, oh my gosh, that's delicious corn. I wondered what kind it was, because he had his own big garden, and I remembered having candy corn from my neighbors when I lived in Washington. I used to buy their candy corn, and that candy, I asked him what kind of corn it was, and he said, oh, it's just natural, just normal corn. He said, I just throw sugar in the water when I cook it. So it was nice, sweet corn, but that was not the way that we want to have our sweet corn. Okay, Ruth,
one other thing. Last night, after I taught with you, I guess. Anyway, last night a friend of mine brought me a chicken salad from this real nice restaurant that I like. And then her eyes beamed, and she said, "Oh, I brought you something else." And it was this pretty strawberry cupcake with all this whipping cream on it, she said. And I waited for the whipping cream. It's fresh. I waited for them to make it. They made it especially for me. So anyway, I thought, well, I'm going to I thanked her for it, and I didn't say, you know, I can't eat that. So I thought, well, I'll eat the strawberries. It has whipping cream on it, and a nice little cupcake.
You ate the strawberries as well?
No, I haven't. I didn't eat
it. Oh, you haven't eaten it at all yet? Mm-mm. Okay.
But her eyes were beaming. She was delighted that she brought me this very special.
Okay, well, it's a mindset again, and that's why these calls are so important to help. We need to help each other get through there, because people, you know, people are kind. They think they're helping us. They just don't know what we know, and our job is to help educate them. So here we go.
That can become difficult sometimes, and so I've told everyone in my family pretty much knows where I stand about this, and so they're always making gluten-free cupcakes or whatever, but, you know, especially with sugar, and this is out in the news, and it might be a good time to send everybody you know a little note. Say, I'm taking a class on the internet with some friends of mine, and I have found and listening to my body, and I'm allergic to sugar, like you said. Let people know, and let people know that I've cut it out of my diet, and I feel so much better. And so I enjoy dried fruits and nuts and whatever else you want to say, so that they will not bring you the wrong things, and then they will learn maybe a little bit more. Maybe they'll even want to come on the call.
There you go, Margaret. There is your way to get to so many of those people.
Yes, that's a good point.
And really, really, truly help them. So great, Ruth. Thanks so much for reminding us that that's what we're here for. We're on a mission. We're going to change the world. Now, we're just past our time, and I want to tell you all that I spent a lot of time researching different fats. So I think that'll be my topic next week. Don't anybody take it in the meantime, because I was up half the night researching fats, and today we talked about sugar. So, but I'm glad that we did, and I'll never forget Ruth DeGrotto telling me years ago, she's allergic to sugar, and yet her family for generations has had sugar plantations, and so I think the entire family still gets, you know, some little checks from royalties from sugar plantations, but I'll never forget, she told me, if they just discovered sugar today, it would be declared a lethal poison. So we all need to think about that. And thank you, Karen, for bringing that up. I missed this thing on Fox News. I wish I would have known about the sugar deal.
Well, I was really shocked, and it has really caused me to reevaluate my attitude towards it.
Uh-huh. Okay, so here we go. My favorite slide, your future depends on choices. You know, we want to continue on an unhealthy pathway where we've got epidemics, or do we want to choose our wellness pathway? And that's not only having to do with our health, but also with our budget, our wealth. I know I did a little bit of prospecting while we were traveling this last week, and this one fellow just came flying out of my mouth. He said, "You know, what exactly do you do?" I said, "Well, I help people with their health and their wealth. Which one would you like to hear about first?" So anyway, That's what we're all about, isn't it? And there's a lot of people out there not only hurting, you know, physically, but financially as well. So, hey, everybody, thanks so much for being on the call today, and thank you so much for all of your input. I think it's been just fantastic information today. Any last-minute thoughts before we hang up?
Great call.
Awesome call.
Thank you.
It was. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.